Kitty Rods.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Mama Thornton and Hound Dog, and that original record is so valuable they won't let us take it out of the library, so we have to put it on tape because it's, they don't trust me, see, they don't, I don't know why, I mean I'm so reliable. That was for Douglas, I think it's Males or Wales, from Withenshaw in Manchester, who said, excuse my handwriting, I'm very nervous. What, moi? I hope not. I've had one of those Christmases. I hope you had some nice presents, because people I gave presents to, well, let's say they weren't really all that pleased. My sister-in-law, I thought, she'd like a wok. She said, oh, that's nice, thank you. That's the second one I've had today. The other half, well, gave him a pair of trousers, four sizes too small, and a jumper, and that was, well, he couldn't get it on, really. I'm going to have to do a lot of that, taking things back and changing them.
Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind, wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow.
with your kiss my life begins. Your scream to me, all things to me. Don't you know your life itself? Like the leaf clings to the tree, oh my darling, cling to me. For we're like creatures wild as the wind, wild as the wind.
Wild is the Wind, and I think one of my memories of 85, whilst it was wonderful being involved with Live Aid at any level, but watching a television screen in Philadelphia thinking, oh, kind of wish I was at Wembley because he looks so wonderful. Dearest Annie, just thought I'd drop you a line to let you know how much I value your programme of a Sunday evening. In point of fact, £6.25 plus VAT. Some weeks ago, following a track not particularly to my taste... What? I was just turning up the volume to hear your lovely voice when something catastrophic took place. Our cat, a pleasantly happy little character with pleasing outlook on life, decided to launch itself upon me from a considerable height. Clutching at the volume control on the amp to stop myself from falling off the chair, it snapped off. That is the volume control, not the chair. And just to hear your voice again, I had to pay out the cost to get it fixed. I think it would be entirely fair to see your way clear to play me a record. Joe Matthews' most latent admirer, this is for you. This is The Alarm, Knife Edge.
Memories come flooding back, the bitter pain of disappointment, of once of having love, but now
Shalom, Knife Edge, and that's for Karen Marsh from Venn's Lane, Hereford, and her boyfriend Anthony. And those two live a long way apart from each other, but are together tonight. Well, yesterday morning must have been a black day for a lot of people. A lot of Durannies must have opened the paper and gone, "Oh no!" and rung each other up and said, "Have you seen the paper? Have you seen what happened? Simon's married Yasmin!" I should think the phones all over, British Telecom probably overloaded with all that yesterday. Well, I must say, though, I do congratulate them both. She's actually a fab, lovely person, Yasmin, and I wish them every happiness. And I don't know whether to admit this or not, but actually, when I met her a few months ago, I said, "Simon, she is, so you must marry that girl. So if you're cross, blame me a little bit, but I do wish them every happiness. But for the Durannies, well, you've still got John Taylor left. Anyway, this is called Cry, and you've got a sense of humour, haven't you? Golly and cream. Cry, cry, That's Cry by Godley and Creme for Alistair Rankin from Messil Fife in Scotland. That's his record of 1985. You know, I'm always going on about the M25, the wonders of the new M25. It gets you all around the place and whatever, except it also, when it got blocked off one night, stopped me going to see the Cult, but never mind. I was in America about a month ago and bumped into Godley and Creme, and they were being filmed by a Canadian, or interviewed by a Canadian film crew. I actually heard Lowell Creme saying, "Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful, you know. I mean, I can get to Gatwick or Heathrow within 15 minutes now. This wonderful M25. I thought, I've come 6,000 miles. I can't get away from it." Now, Andrew Workman from Surrenden Road, folks, has written me a lovely letter and a story as to why this record means so much to him in 1985, and I'll tell you the story afterwards. It's Crying Out Loud by Meatloaf.
I was damned and you were saved, and I never knew how enslaved I was, kneeling in the chains of my master. I could laugh, oh, but you could cry, and I never knew just how high I was flying, all with you right above me. And now the chilly California wind is blowing down our bodies again, and we're sinking deeper and deeper in the chilly California sand.
Andrew Workman from Surrenden Road in Folkestone last summer went on a chemistry course in Broadstairs in Kent. He said the people there were really fantastic and had an amazing sense of fun, and it gripped the whole group of us. At the end of the week, we all felt very sorry that we were parting, so we exchanged addresses and went our separate ways. My first letter was written on the day after the course had finished. I must explain a bit about myself. I've had a lot of losses in my family, and I'd become very much alone and very unconfident in myself and not doing much except mooching around, feeling sorry for myself. So, receiving the letter to reply to my letter the following week, my spirits rose beyond belief when Louise Southern from Sheerness, one of the main instigators of fun on the course, wrote a 6-page letter to me. The letters continued, and I began to gain confidence and made better friends at school. The highlight of the time being when Louise agreed to come to my friend's 18th birthday party in September. The thought that someone, let alone a good-looking girl, would come all that way to see me and go to a party with me blew my now reflating ego up to normal proportions. Since then, we've gone more or less our separate ways, but more being forced by distance than any other reason. But we're keeping in touch still, and she has done so much for me, and that song seemed to sum it all up. How very nice. This is Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay. Well, I know that a lot of people have written to me and said they'd be interested to see what the records of 1985, the ones that have meant the most to you. Well, obviously, a lot of them were played in the top 40 of the year earlier on. But I think this has got to be the one. Among other people who've requested it are Dom from Chatteris in Cambridgeshire, Nikki and Hitchin, Sarah Brothwell from Rathmore Crescent in Southport.
Thank you.
drive, the cars, no explanation necessary as to why that record meant the most to you in 1985. Did to me too, and it still gets to me. Signed North Devon's equivalent to Rupert Everett. I think the new Rupert Everett's going to be Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, from what I hear generally around the place. Anyway, not risking putting my real name for fear of poison pen letters, but this says, there are two people I'd like to dedicate this record of 1985 to. They are Warwick Bailey and Julie Jones. I know she's nuts about him, but he's too shy to even talk to her. They make a great pair, and tell them to get a move on and make a go of it next term, because she was too embarrassed to give him a Christmas kiss on the last day of term.
Bye.
Another one on compact disc, that's Propaganda and Duel.
Travel news on Radio 1.
Delays for drivers travelling west on the A303 in Somerset because of ice and treacherous road conditions. There is an 8-mile queue of westbound traffic on the A303 west of Ilminster. The Avon and Somerset police tell us that conditions are getting worse, so please don't travel unless it's absolutely necessary. That's an 8-mile queue of traffic on the westbound carriageway of the A303 west of Ilminster due to ice and treacherous road conditions. That is rather hard to read because I ripped it off the teleprinter and tore the piece of paper in half. But anyway, that's very urgent news, so do watch out if you're in that area. This has meant a lot to a lot of people in 1985. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
Forget about me.